Calista, the native corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, has canceled its annual shareholder meeting this month and rescheduled it 5 months later. KYUK's Angela Denning-Barnes has more.
It's back to the drawing board for nearly 13,000 Calista shareholders. The board of directors this week decided on a new date of November 3rd for the annual meeting, and new voting is required. The board canceled its June 2nd meeting because of an improper vote that took place at a board meeting in April. At that meeting, three board members were not allowed to vote on board seat candidates, those for the at-large seat. Art Heckman, chairman of the board, said they should have voted, but refused to say why they weren't allowed to. He did say the outcome of the vote would have been different. This second time around, Heckman says the board will go through the normal process for holding a shareholder meeting. They will reopen seats for applicants. But the board has decided not to allow board members whose seats are up for grabs to vote on candidates for that seat.
The board will continue to follow a policy of not allowing a nominee who is a board member to vote on that nominee's inclusion in the board's slate for an annual meeting.
The shareholder meeting will still take place in Good News Bay, as was originally planned. New meeting materials will be mailed out to all shareholders, as the old information is no longer applicable. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.